How long have Lionel and that Tally woman been up there?
I don't know. 20 minutes?
I don't like this neighborhood. Just be ready to take off if anything happens.
Yeah, I'm ready. Don't worry about it.
Ah, what are they doing up there?
I'm guessing they found Andre.
I don't like this man.
We told him we'd wait, so we're gonna wait.
Yeah. Even if we have to wait all night.
Left Behind. Episode 9, The Fuse.
Listen to me, Leroy. Listen, man. It was my fault, all right? I called her and I begged her to come up here. Say what? Of course she came alone. Why'd you ask that for?
You don't gotta do this, Andre.
Shh. No, man, I wasn't talking to you, man.
This is my fault, Talia. I shouldn't have made you bring me here.
Hey, I wanted to see Andre, too.
No, Leroy. You ain't gotta come up here, bruh. No, she'll be right back. I just wanted to see her, you know, that's all. I'm going crazy up here, man. Look, when am I coming back, huh? No, man, I did my part. No, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just asking, you know, when is this going to be over, you know?
Don't you go giving in now, Andre.
All right, man. All right, listen. I'm sending her back home now, all right? But just remember, you know, this was my idea. Don't go taking it out on her and stuff.
So what's up?
Man, Leroy Steen, that's what's up.
Man, you are such a lying wuss. Don't you ever get tired of being such a coward?
Hey, look here now. Cut me some slack, all right? Now, I was protecting you. Leroy would have iced you and been done with you and not even thought twice about it, girl.
Come on, Lionel.
Not me. I ain't going yet.
What?
I ain't got what I came for.
You crazy boy.
Maybe, but I ain't leaving.
Whatever. But this bus is pulling out.
Yeah. See you, baby?
Not unless you get your stuff together, Andre.
Okay, hang on. The lights just went off in that apartment.
I wonder if that's Andre's.
Well, that's where the lights went on just after they got there.
Hey, that's that woman coming out. You sure? Hey, she had me in a full Nelson yesterday at Lionel's house. Trust me, I remember.
So that's her. Where's Lionel?
Good question. Should we ask her?
No, I don't want her to see me.
You better get down then. She's coming this way. Is she gone?
Yeah, she's gone. Let's follow her, Judd.
No, Lionel's still inside. We better wait.
Yeah, but for how long?
I can't believe y'all took Leroy's vet, man.
Come on, Andre. I've been trying to figure out what happened to you for days.
You ain't got no idea what kind of trouble I'm in right now. You know, and I don't need you getting mixed up in it either, you hear me?
Man, let's turn the lights back on.
I tell you, I said I don't want nobody seeing me.
Fine, stay in the dark. I don't care. I just want to know why you call and leave a long message on the machine that sounds like you're going to kill yourself. Then I go to your place and the cops tell me you committed suicide. But when I go to identify the body, it ain't you.
Sounds to me like you got it all figured out, Sherlock.
Maybe. Except who's dead wearing your clothes and carrying your wallet?
It's Leroy.
Andre, it's just me, Talia.
What do you want?
There's an expensive German car full of white kids down the block.
They're with me.
You boost their ride, you could be in tight with Leroy.
Yeah? Well, I ought to be tight with Leroy anyway. What are you talking about?
Talia, those are friends of mine. How about you go tell them I'll be out and they should wait for me?
Maybe I'll go grab that car myself.
You do that, and you'll be out of my house sooner than you think.
Tough guy, huh?
Can I trust her?
Probably.
Can I trust you?
Probably not.
Mm-hmm. So, when you called my house and left that message, were you serious about killing yourself, or did somebody put you up to it?
Oh, man. Both.
What do you mean? Part of that was just acting?
Yeah, part of it, yeah.
I was worried about you. I didn't want you to go to hell and stuff like that. I mean, we're family, man. We gotta look out for each other.
Come on. Listen, I'm going to hell. Now, whether you like that or not, all right? That's where people like me go.
I ain't going there. And I used to be just like you. You know the truth, Uncle Andre. Just do it.
You have no idea, Lionel. You're just too young, man.
All right. Okay. So tell me. I want to know. Well, come on, man. Tell me.
Well, listen. You know that guy they found in my apartment? He was one of the guys that I owed some money to.
That much I guessed. I want to know how he ended up dead and why the cops thought he was you.
Okay, listen. It was all Leroy's idea. He said, you know, I should call you and leave that message though, like I was going to kill myself, right? Make everybody think that. Then he told me to call this other guy and have him come over to get his money.
This guy had a name?
Yeah, Dave Purifor, but we call him Pure.
Okay, so what happened then?
Well, he came over, you know, and Leroy's boys took care of Pure's bodyguards after he went inside my apartment, you know? See, Pure thought he was covered, but he wasn't.
Andre, you dragged me over here. Now, where's the cash?
Okay, I got it, Pure. Just put that rod away, man. You don't need that.
Just give me the money.
Hey, you heard the man. Put the gun down.
Yo, what's going on here?
I told you to put the gun down. That's what's going on.
Careful where you wave that thing. It might go off.
It might go off anyway. Andre, grab his gun.
You crazy. My boy's right outside that door.
Not anymore, they ain't.
Yeah, so what you want?
I want to increase my action in this hood, and I can't do that with you around, can I?
True enough.
Andre, switch clothes with him.
Huh?
Switch
what?
Clothes. What are you, deaf? Let's go, Pure. We ain't got all night.
You both going down, you know that.
Yeah, maybe, but not tonight. Now switch clothes. Rings, too. And the watch.
Well, let me just grab my watch.
No, leave it. That's most important.
All right, we're playing dress up. Now what?
Andre, take his gun and shoot him.
What? What?
I said shoot him.
Oh, man.
Now, Leroy, man, I can't shoot him.
Why not? He shot at you. Self-defense, right?
Leroy, I can't, man.
Do it.
I can't.
Don't do this, man.
Shut up. Pop him, Andre.
No, look, Leroy. What if I set you up with a safe place to live? You know, out in the burbs or something. My sister's old place. You know, you can hang out there and rip off old rich people or something. You know, anything. Just don't make me do this, man.
Oh, you gotta do it.
I can't.
Don't do this, man.
You shut up.
I told you to shut up.
Don't do it.
Shut up!
Don't do it!
Shut up! Oh, no. No. Oh,
Andre.
No.
Andre.
Andre.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You owe me. Big time.
Uncle Andre, you gotta tell what you know about the murder.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, that's like a really good plan. Uh-huh.
What?
Listen, I missed the bus when all these people vanished, right? And I'm riding the express elevator to hell. And you want me to spend the rest of my life in prison.
I just want you to do what's right.
I never did before.
You know what? That's the first smart thing you said all night.
Come on, man. I'm getting kind of tired.
Makes sense. It's getting late.
You think that Talia was on the level? Even Lionel sent her out here?
I think I believe her. I wouldn't trust her, but...
Oh, no!
What, Ryan?
That yellow and brown van that just drove by was the same one that was chasing me.
That one? Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. We better get Lionel out of there.
How?
I don't know, but we can't just leave him up there with that Leroy guy showing up.
Hold it! It's Lionel! What? Did I scare you guys? Ryan, what are you doing on the floor, man?
Hide him from Leroy.
You don't gotta whisper. He ain't here.
His van just drove by.
Ryan spotted it.
Did you see where it went?
I saw it. It turned into the alley up there.
That goes right behind Andre's place. I better get back in there.
And just what are you gonna do in there?
If you don't wanna come back with me, that's cool. But he's my uncle.
Hang on. What did you find out in there?
That Leroy is a murderer.
Hold on. What are you doing? I'm gonna go with him, all right? You two stay in the car, keep the doors locked and the engine running.
What if Leroy comes back?
Just keep the doors locked and the engine running. Hold up, man, I'm coming with. What was that?
I hope it wasn't what I think it was.
Can you tell where it came from?
I don't know, we better get... No!
That's Andres!
Lionel, hang on a second. Lionel! Oh, man. Lionel! Lionel! Lionel!
Hey, we gotta get out now, man.
Hey, did you see a kid go by here?
Whoa, just ran past me up them stairs, that crazy kid.
Thanks.
Hey, man, you better get yourself out of here. This place's gonna go up like a box of matchsticks.
I can't.
Man.
I gotta see about a friend.
You're all crazy.
Lino!
You're gonna die there, man.
Lino!
Andre!
Lino!
Give me a hand. The door's locked.
This whole place is coming down, man.
Help me.
All right. Kick it in. Ready? 1, 2. Again. 1, 2. One more time, man. Oh, look out!
They started the fire in here! Andre!
Well, there's a gas can over there.
Andre!
I think I see him.
Where?
By the bathroom door.
That's him! Grab him!
Oh, he's bleeding! He's bleeding!
Grab his feet!
I got him! I got him!
Let's go!
So you say the two kids ran past you into the fire?
Yeah, they were running upstairs.
Was this before or after the gunshot?
After. The gunshot was before the fire started. That's them, carrying that guy.
Wait right here.
Hey, he's still breathing.
Andre! Andre!
Lionel.
Andre, hang on, man, hang on!
A little taste of hell there.
But you don't have to go there.
But man, it's too late for me.
But you can still go to heaven, Andre, pray!
Oh, man, it's too late.
It's not too late!
It's... Can't...
No! Uncle Andre!
Let me try CPR.
Can you find a pulse?
I think I checked the airway first. Oh, whoa,
what's
whoa.
The matter?
Oh, it's his throat. It's completely charred.
What?
Oh, it looks like he breathed in the flame.
Andre!
I'm not finding a pulse either. Where's the ambulance? Has anybody called the paramedics?
He's trying, man.
I'm sorry, Lionel.
Andre!
What's going on here?
We just pulled him out of the building. You got an ambulance coming?
They'll be here. This guy. Friend? Relative? What's the story?
It was his uncle. His throat's pretty badly charred. I don't think he can breathe.
Oh. Well, sorry, son. Listen, the paramedics will do what they can.
If they show up, like, now.
I gotta ask. We heard a report of gunshots. You sure his breathing is his only trouble?
We got him after the fire started, but there was some blood by the time we got there.
We'll have the paramedics check him out.
Listen, officer, my friends are in the car right on the other side of this crowd. I'm gonna go get them and phone our pastor. I'll be right back. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, just don't go too far.
Hey, did you see what happened to the blue BMW that was parked right here just a second ago?
Sounds like my boy's crew. What's their story?
They said they were waiting for two of their friends, the driver, male, Caucasian, Thompson, Judd, Jr., and the male, African-American, Washington, Lionel, 14. Claims they were nearly hit by a van.
That all checks out. Don't sight her unless there's some obvious violation.
Yeah, she wasn't moving when I found her, so there's nothing to sight.
Give me your 20 and I'll bring the driver within the hour.
Roger that.
So they find my car?
Yep. About 2 miles from here.
Are my friends okay?
They're fine. My guess is they caught sight of that Leroy fella you told me about and decided to scoot on out of here.
How long are those guys gonna need to hang on to Lionel?
Shouldn't be too much longer. I got most of what we need from you, Mr. Thompson. You wouldn't have any reason to lie to me about this Leroy Banks character, would you?
No. To tell you the truth, I never met him. I just know what Lionel and Ryan told me.
And you say Lionel was with you when his uncle was shot?
We heard it from the street. Lionel, hey! You okay, man?
I want to get out of here.
Let me get you to your car.
Mm.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Did you sleep okay?
Not really.
It's almost 10. Fogarty should be here any minute.
That cop from last night?
Yeah.
I don't feel like talking to him. I don't feel like much of anything right now.
You want me to call Bruce? See if he can come over?
Nah. I think I've had enough talking with adults.
I hear ya.
None of it makes sense.
What do you mean?
Why did Andre and me both get another chance, but I was the only one to take it?
You're asking the wrong guy, little brother. I just gotta believe God knows what he's doing.
I know. I believe he does too. That still don't make it any easier.
All right, gang. We got a problem.
What is it?
If you were to ask my superiors, they would tell you that they're already buried with work because of the disappearances.
So they're not interested in catching a murderer?
Let's just say that certain individuals in positions of authority couldn't care less about that element killing each other off.
What does that mean?
It means if Andre was white, they might try to catch the dude who plugged him. But Andre was a black man with a record. So what's for lunch?
Now remember, you said it, not me.
So you're not gonna help us?
Hey, I'm here, aren't I?
Yeah, you're here telling us we're getting stiff.
Listen, my problem is I work Chicago, and Leroy Banks is holed up in Rolling Meadows.
Well, what if he goes into Chicago?
Then we can bust him. We're pretty sure we can link him with other killings. We just have to catch him first.
So how can we get him back to Chicago?
You understand, I can only advise you. I can't be involved in this in any way.
So advise us.
The last thing I want is for you kids to go playing cop and get yourselves killed.
Who's playing cop? Our lives are in danger now because of what we know. If we happen to report our friend Leroy wandering into town, everybody wins, right?
Oh, boy. All right. There's 4 or 5 tricks people have used in the past that might work in this case.
Maybe I should take some notes.
So what'd you see?
The van's still parked out front, but they painted it silver. Lousy job, too.
Is that all?
No, there's a gym bag sitting in the front porch.
A gym bag?
With your name on it, Lionel. Plain as day.
What? Did you leave something behind?
If I did, I ain't going back to get it.
I think Leroy'd kill you the first chance he gets.
So what's the deal with the gym bag?
Only one way to find out.
Man, who knows this stuff?
Sand capable of sustaining plant life.
Now what?
That is for...
Hello?
Who am I talking to?
Who's asking?
I'm a friend of Andre's.
Who is this?
Someone who knows you were with Andre before he died. Are you there, Talia?
How do you know my name?
Through a mutual friend that you've been looking for. He left his gym bag with you?
I'm hanging up now.
Wait, don't you want to talk to Lionel?
Yeah, put him on.
I'm right here, Talia.
I can't believe you saw that bag. If Leroy sees you around here, he'll kill you. He says you said something that made Andre shoot himself.
Andre didn't shoot himself. Leroy did that for him.
Leroy didn't shoot Andre.
Of course he did, Talia. You were there with me. You know Andre didn't have 5 gallons of gas in his apartment.
Leroy said that when he went by, the place was already on fire.
That's bogus, Talia. Leroy shot him in the neck. He bled to death. Who do you know that shoots himself in the neck?
Andre?
Talia, why did you put my bag out in front for me to see?
I was trying to warn you. Trying to get you to stay away from here. If Leroy sees you, he'll kill you too.
Don't worry about me. You're the one who needs to get away from Leroy.
You know what he wants to do now? He wants to see if there was any insurance in my brother's apartment.
What?
The place where Andre was staying, it was my brother's apartment. They also checking into life insurance.
Guys like Andre don't have life insurance.
Leroy thought he might have had some through his work, you know, before he got laid off.
Why didn't he try to get that after he killed that pure guy?
He was gonna. Said he split it all around or something, but after he went to identify the body, He figured it was a blown deal.
But I never told the cops that it wasn't Andre.
He knows that now. But Andre's dead for real now. Everybody knows it.
That's right.
So Leroy's going after whatever money he can get.
How's he gonna do that?
Check with the landlord. Call the city about the life insurance.
Man, that Leroy is one sick.
Oh man, they just pulled up outside. I gotta get off the phone.
Thanks for your help, Talia.
I don't know what I helped you with, but whatever.
Oh, you helped plenty. More than you can know.
Who are you talking to, woman?
Leroy. Wrong number.
We got him.
What are you talking about? How do we got him?
He's a greedy punk. He wants the money. Dirty, clean, it don't matter. All we gotta do is wave some of it at him.
I think I know what you're talking about.
The insurance money?
Yeah, except there isn't any insurance money.
So how can we catch him without the money?
Remember what the detective said? All we gotta do is get him inside the city of Chicago. They can take care of the rest.
So what do?
We tell him that we have an insurance check that Andre asked us to give to him. You know, to pay his debt. But he needs to come into town to pick it up.
And when he does, bam, the cops nail him.
I like it.
It sounds like it would work.
Oh, it'll work.
I'll call Fogarty.
I got you now, sucker.
The Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry Jenkins and Tim LaHaye. To find out more, check out leftbehind.com. And for more information on the live-action audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This live-action audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.